guys, I know you're super keen to improve your English pronunciation, and to do that, you need two things: a native English speaker and a super amazing tool called the IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet. Huh? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you all about it in just a minute. In lots of languages, each letter represents only one sound. So it's easy to try and pronounce words just by looking at how the word is spelt. But English isn't like this. No, 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 no. Nope. 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 When you see letters in an English word, they won't always be pronounced the same way. Take the letter C, for example. In the word cup, it's pronounced k, but that's different to the word place. And when a C is next to a H, it's often ch, like in chocolate. But in the word ache, it's pronounced like a k again. This is why the International Phonetic Alphabet is such a great tool for English students to practice their pronunciation with, and I use it all the time when I'm teaching pronunciation lessons. In the IPA, every sound has a unique symbol, so when you read it, you know exactly how to pronounce the English word. For example, the words though, thought, and cough all have the same O-U-G-H spelling, but actually they're pronounced very differently. Though, thought, and cough. Now these symbols might seem a little scary to you, especially if you haven't seen the IPA before. But actually, they're so helpful for you when you're learning English pronunciation because it tells you exactly how to say the word. K, O, F, cough. So even if you've never heard of these symbols before, don't freak out. In today's lesson, we're going to go through the International Phonetic Alphabet together. Now, there's 26 letters in the English alphabet, right? But there are 44 different sounds, way more than there are letters. That's why I use the IPA to help my students when they're studying English pronunciation. Let's look at vowels first. There are 5 English vowels, aren't there? A, E, I, O, and U. But there are way more English vowel sounds. Some of them are long, some of them are short, and some of them are just lazy. Let's go through them. I, E, U. O. There's another group of vowel sounds called diphthongs. Now, don't worry about remembering that crazy name. All you need to do is remember the sounds. Diphthongs are sounds that change from one vowel sound to another, but in the same syllable. So watch my mouth position change as I make each of these sounds. Ear, air, oor, ow, o, A, I, oi. So we've been through vowels and diphthongs. Now we'll move on to consonants. The top row are unvoiced consonant sounds, which means that the sound is made by air moving from the back of your mouth through and out your lips. There is one extra letter that is unvoiced down the bottom. Then all the rest of the consonant sounds are voiced, which means that the sound is made here with your vocal cords. You can feel it here. And unvoiced sounds use just air. You can't feel anything here. B, V, D, V, J, Z, Z, G, M, N, N, R, L, W, Y. Well, that's it for this lesson. Make sure you go to my website and download the free worksheet to help you practice the IPA sounds. The link is in the comments box below or right here. Make sure you subscribe by clicking the red button so that you get my next video lesson, which is all about English vowel sounds. See you then.